Hey there, and welcome to episode 67 of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I am so happy that you're joining me today. Today we're going to be kicking off another three-part composer series, and if you're a regular listener to the Busy Kids Love Music podcast, then you know that we like to do these series from time to time to allow us to spend a little bit more time digging into the life of a composer and then some of his or her more notable works over the course of three episodes. So today we're going to start a new series about American composer John Philip Sousa. And we're going to learn a little bit about his life and musical style in this first episode of the series. John Philip Sousa was born in the capital of the United States, Washington, D.C. He was the third of 10 children born to parents who were immigrants from Portugal and Germany. Sousa's father was a trombonist in the United States Marine Band. Sousa studied piano and violin during his childhood at a musical conservatory, and at the age of 13 was very nearly persuaded to join a circus band. His father wasn't having it, though, and enlisted Sousa in the United States Marine Corps as an apprentice musician in the Marine Band. In addition to the Marine Band, Sousa also continued to study music theory and composition under the instruction of a private teacher who was a noted orchestra leader in D.C. Sousa completed his internship with the Marine Band in 1875 and began performing as a violinist and a conductor of a theatrical pit orchestra. He met his wife, who was a singer, while playing and composing for the theater orchestra. They wed in 1879. While on tour as a conductor for the theatrical production of Our Flirtation, he received a telegram offering him the leadership of the Marine Band in Washington, D.C. He accepted and on October 1st, 1880, became the band's 17th leader. Because of Sousa's strict rehearsals and high standards, he shaped his musicians into the country's best military band. Word about the excellent band spread widely, which attracted more music lovers from far and wide into its audience. During his 12 years as the leader, he served under five presidents, and his band played at the inaugural balls of President James Garfield and President Benjamin Harrison. It was during this time that he also began to write some of his most famous marches. In 1888, he wrote Semper Fidelis, which was dedicated to the officers and men of the Marine Corps. And it's traditionally considered the official march of the Marine Corps. The following year, Sousa wrote a march to promote an essay that was sponsored by the Washington Post newspaper called Washington Post. This piece became the most popular tune in America and Europe during that time, and a British band journalist said that since Johann Strauss Jr. was called the Waltz King, American bandmaster John Philip Sousa should be called the March King, a title which he has retained ever since. Because the Marine Band was so popular, Sousa was given permission by the president to take them for their first tour, a tradition which has continued annually since then, except for in times of war. After his second tour with the Marine Band, Sousa was approached by his manager to organize a separate civilian concert band. In the summer of 1892, Sousa resigned as the director of the Marine Band. He gave a farewell concert on the White House lawn, where he was presented with a beautiful conductor's baton engraved by the members of the Marine Band. In 1953, the baton would be returned to the Marine Band by Sousa's daughters, and it's now traditionally passed to the new director of the Marine Band during the change of command ceremonies. Sousa's civilian concert band toured for the next 39 years and played for sold-out concerts all over the country as Sousa himself continued to soar in popularity. He died suddenly in 1952 after leading a band rehearsal in Pennsylvania. His body was brought back to Washington, D.C. to lie in state in the band hall of the Marine Barracks. The Pennsylvania Avenue Bridge, new in 1939, was dedicated to Sousa's memory, and he was also enshrined in a special ceremony in 1976 at the Hall of Fame for Great Americans in the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. He leaves an important legacy in American music, and in the next two episodes, we will learn a little bit more about some of his most famous works. You can check out a curated playlist of John Philip Sousa that I've put together for you on YouTube, and the link to that can be found at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/67. You'll also find this episode's show notes as well as a transcript for this episode all at that same link. Again, that's busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/67. Thank you so much for joining me today to learn about the life of composer and bandmaster John Philip Sousa. I am excited to continue exploring his music with you in our next episode of Busy Kids Love Music. Bye for now.